DACA illegal aliens surged Hispanic vote, flipping GOP counties blue. By John Binder on January 3, 2019. Illegal aliens enrolled and eligible for President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals (DACA) program helped surge the Hispanic vote in the midterm elections, which resulted in historically GOP counties turning blue for Democrats. A study by the Latino Policy and Politics Initiative reveals that the country's Washington, D.C. imposed policy of mass illegal and legal immigration, whereby more than 1.5 million foreign nationals are admitted every year, has aided in not only demographically shifting the American electorate but also turning once Republican counties across the country over to Democrats. The study finds, overall, our research found the average vote increase among Latinos was 96% compared to 37% among non-Latinos from 2014 to 2018. The 2018 midterm elections are an important indicator for estimating Latino voter participation and candidate support and defining control of the U.S. House of Representatives and the executive leadership for the over a dozen states. Across the eight states, analysis of the official election results suggests growth in the Latino vote was influential in flipping the partisan control of 20 seats from Republican to Democrat in 2018. Emphasis added. The Latino Decisions Organization also found that in the midterm elections, it is the Hispanic vote, driven by immigration, that flipped six congressional seats in California, four of which were in Orange County, the birthplace of Republican President Richard Nixon. DACA illegal aliens, of which there are about 3.5 million enrolled and eligible for the program, helped surge the Hispanic vote, as noted by the Los Angeles Times. With assistance from the globalist billionaire George Soros-funded United We Dream Open Borders organization, illegal alien activists like Gabriela Cruz helped get the vote out among California's Hispanic community to turn the already blue state even bluer. The LA Times reports. So she called United We Dream, a Washington-based immigrant rights organization founded by Dreamers, to start her own local group. Soon after, she quit her job and made her way to Republican members' offices after Congress again failed to pass the DREAM Act. Over the summer, she and other activists traveled to Texas, where she said she saw herself and the migrant children who were bused into a tent city in Tornillo. There, federal immigration officials were separating migrant families at the border. Emphasis added. Perhaps nowhere was that network more established than in California, where Democratic state leaders introduced measures to oppose Trump administration policies and Attorney General Xavier Becerra, himself the son of immigrants, led a lawsuit against the federal government over the termination of DACA that temporarily allowed the program to continue. Emphasis added. Most recently, the New York Times admitted that the rapid demographic shifts of Orange County, California, thanks to a 40-year flood of legal and illegal immigration, where more than 30% of residents are foreign-born, has forever changed the region from a Republican stronghold to a sweep of Democrat representation in Congress. Democrats have increasingly swept congressional districts whose demographics have been quickly changed due to the country's policy of mass legal and illegal immigration. The process known as chain migration, for instance, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S. with them, has imported more than 9 million foreign nationals since 2005. As Breitbart News reported, if chain migration is not ended, as President Donald Trump has demanded, the U.S. electorate will forever be changed, with between 7 to 8 million new foreign-born individuals being eligible to vote because of chain migration, and overall, an additional 15 million new foreign-born voters. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.